Past 8 O'Clock, written by Joan Aiken and read by Jane Asher.
Past 8 O'Clock. Jenny and her grandmother, old Mrs. Heron, lived in the very small town of Troy-on-the-Water. Jenny was 7, her grandmother was 77. Where were Jenny's father and mother? Her father was a sea captain, sailing at sea on his ship. Her mother had died 3 years before. Granny Heron had a cheerful nature, white hair done in a knob on top, a black dress, and a blue and white apron. Jenny and her grandmother got on very well. They played lots of conversation games. For instance, they had a pretend cat called Gladiolus, and they used to argue about him.
"Gladiolus is sitting on my lap," Granny Heron used to say, knitting away at a sock for Jenny. "He's purring and being ever so good, not playing with the wool, although he'd like to."
"No, Granny, you're quite wrong. Gladiolus is on my lap, and I'm scratching under his chin."
"Well, you'd better take him out in the garden for an airing, child."
They both knew what Gladiolus looked like. He was a tortoiseshell tom, black and white and orange, with green eyes, black ears, and white whiskers. And he was bigger than any common cat. Sometimes Jenny used to say,
"Why can't we have 2 pretend cats, Granny? Then we'd have a cat for each of our laps."
"No, no, we couldn't possibly afford 2 pretend cats," Granny Heron always said. "One is trouble enough."
Jenny had a school friend, a boy called Earl, who lived next door and always walked home from school with her. Jenny helped Earl with his sums because she enjoyed adding and dividing and multiplying, while Earl couldn't see the sense in it. And Earl helped Jenny when they played games outside. He was marvellously clever at catching balls, could make a ball come right into his hand from the other side of the playground, like a bird into its nest. Or he could make it turn in its course and drop into Jenny's hand. He was a useful friend and very kind-hearted. In Troy, the town where they lived, there was a law that all children under 14 must be in bed by 8 o'clock at night. If children were found out of bed after that time, their parents had to pay £100 to the town council. If they had not got £100, they had to work for 6 months at cleaning the town drains. And any child caught out of bed at night was forbidden to watch television for 6 months. What a strange law, you will think. The reason for it was that long, long ago, there had been huge flocks of dragons in that part of the country who used to fly round and snap up children at night. Now all the dragons were gone and forgotten, but still the law remained, and nobody was allowed to break it. Children must be in bed by 8. To make sure that the law was properly kept, a child warden walked around the streets of Troy all night. He peered through windows, he stared down dark alleys, he scanned the playgrounds with his powerful torch, he groped under the arches of the Butter Cross, he poked with a stick under bridges, searched in people's backyards, listened outside the entrances of clubs and churches, and every night he rang dozens of doorbells and insisted on going into people's houses, looked into their parlours, kitchens, playrooms and dining rooms to make sure that no children were illegally staying up to watch TV, or listen to records, or do their schoolwork, or just talk to their parents.